Mexico's Mazatlan Mojo is back. Tourism quickly picks up again in the famous beach retreat's Golden Zone. The atmosphere in the Plaza del Toros, hot in the afternoon sun, crackled like popcorn. Suntanned cowboys in big-brimmed hats spotted distant friends and waved. Vendors worked the aisles, and ladies spread sunscreen on their children. Clean-shaven men, eyes hidden behind black Ray-Bans, shook hands and strangers compared notes on the afternoon's event, the Carnival Week bullfight. While we waited, I overheard a conversation behind me, a couple discussing their new house on the hill overlooking the beach. Another family moving to Mexico, I wondered. Immigrants heading south instead of Mexicans coming north? Moving to Mazatlan. A favored beach retreat since the 1940s, Mazatlan has been shunned lately, tarred by the same brush that paints the country as crime-ridden and unsafe. But this couple seemed to be ignoring conventional wisdom. Why? I wondered. Are you living here permanently? I asked, turning around. Vacation for now, but permanently soon, said Edward Klopp, a company owner from British Columbia. Why? Because people here are so decent. Look at this crowd, he said. You've heard of the Vancouver riot after the Stanley Cup match? People turned over cars, broke store windows, looted merchandise. That doesn't happen here. A thriving group. The Klopps, when they do move, won't be outliers, but part of a settled expat community, people who bring time, energy, and expertise to the town. There are more than 10,000 Americans and Canadians in Mazatlan, said Francisco Frank Cordova, Secretary of Tourism for Sinaloa, speaking by phone. They rent apartments and some even own houses. Now, if it wasn't safe, why would they be here? Drug cartel murders are a fact, he conceded. They are, he said, the federal government's most pressing internal security issue. But most violence occurs far beyond the Golden Zone, the town's tourism area, in the mountains or along the U.S. border. Bouncing back. 2013 is shaping up as the town's best year in a decade. According to Carlos Berdeg, president and CEO of Mazatlan's four El Cid hotels, $6 million has been allocated for tourism from the U.S. and Canada, a promotion that's filling the town's 12,000 beds. Our group and convention programs have been very successful. The cruise lines are returning, and the airlines are looking at creating more capacity, he said. The cruise port and passenger terminal, designed for comfort and for passenger security, has docking room for 8 large passenger ships at once. Adjacent tour bus parking will allow passengers taking shore tours to board the buses without much walking. Cognizant that first impressions matter, the adjoining neighborhood has also gotten a facelift. Seedy shacks are gone, cracked stucco was painted, and vacant lots turned into gardens. Remembering the past. Shore tours will visit several nearby 16th and 17th century era villages and the ancient pictographs on the shoreline. Visitors who opt for a stroll through the historic center's narrow streets and shaded plazas dating to 1837 won't be sorry. It was these plazas where the first colonists gathered and where much of the time's social and civic life played out. This is where people meet to walk, talk, work, eat out, or sit and watch the world go by. Wander around, and you'll find the Plaza Machado, the cathedral, the elegantly restored Angel Peralta Opera House, and the Art Museum. If the past is prologue, the outcome is already written. Some cruise passengers will make a beeline for the beach, sample real Mexican cuisine at Poncho's, and take the sightseeing boat to Deer Island. On the second trip, they'll dine by candlelight at Pedro and Lola's, sit on the Plaza Machado, meet expats from home, and play golf. After that, who knows? Vocabulary focus. Mojo. Shun. Tarred with the same brush. Pressing. Cognizant. Seedy. Make a beeline for something.